The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Read it and weep. The FAI has released accounts for 17 and 2018, including the financial package given to John Delaney. He received a severance payment of $462,000. Also revealed was a couple of contracts that he had that weren't known about already, a service-related director bonus of $142,000 and deferred pension arrangement of $285,000. And very curiously, $2 million loyalty payment for just staying with a loyalty bonus if he stayed with them. All negotiated by the Blazers in the FAI, who say they didn't seem to know. Take a listen to the, seems to be outgoing president on the new EGM in late January. FAI President Donal Conway said he's disappointed with the figures.
I was president from August 2018. I'm disappointed with the figures.
And before that you were a member of the board.
I was a member of the board, yes I was. I wasn't aware that the financial situation was as stark as presented today. Started to become aware of it earlier this year.
Well, my own take on this is the worst financial scandal in Irish sporting history, the worst failure of corporate governance in Irish sporting history, and is simply unacceptable. And I'm just wanting to know, between the ODCE and the Gardaí, if anyone's going to be arrested. Well, joining me for clearer analysis perhaps than that, hardcore, is Kieran Cunningham, Chief Sports Writer of the Irish Daily Star, and Fergusson Dowd, TD and Chairperson of the Committee on Sport. Kieran, you were at the press conference. Did anyone ask the question, because I'm kind of familiar with finance and solvency, 55 million of net debt. The auditor says they can't certify they're a going concern. Are they actually insolvent? And should they be appointing a receiver or an examiner?
That's a very good question. Now, like Deloitte have said that they're unable to declare FAI as a going concern. And to me, it's like Paul Cook is now the executive head, which is effectively the CEO, whether for that's over the short term or the immediate term, has said that he hopes that they're clear in 2 or 3 years. They're running a surplus, and it's very hard to see that how that can happen. I honestly can't see how the FAI can come back from this. Like, I agree completely on you. I think people have to, the Gardaí have to get involved in this. Now, this is to go. This is way beyond sport now, and you have to look at the damage that has been done to the FAI. The FAI is now a toxic brand. In the history of Irish sport, this is the biggest financial scandal by a mile. There have been other scandals in Irish sport. They hit swimming, athletics, and the Olympic Council of Ireland a couple of years ago. And what's interesting with all of those is they all effectively ended up disbanding and rebranding. They all actually changed their name, because the name was toxic. And I think the FAI brand is toxic now. That's why Three Mobile are not renewing their sponsorship deal effectively. That's why they will find it very, very hard to get sponsors again. And I can't see how there's any optimism of getting this going again. And it's not just about John Delaney. John Delaney was enabled by a lot of people within the FAI at board level who waved through what was happening for a long, long time. Paul Cook was one of the only people asking questions at AGMs, and he was effectively shut down and told to go away.
Kieran, of all the things you heard today, and you're across this day in, day out, on the conveyor belt of bad news, what shocked you the most?
The nature of the accounts that were waved through. When accounts were flagged as having a surplus, when actually there was quite a substantial loss, and that happened in a couple of years. And that raises questions about the auditors as well. You know, that wasn't something that was flagged. Like, the scale of debt was flagged. The settlement that John Delaney got was flagged. But that you could have annual accounts that are signed off by reputable firms,
Can I disagree? Sorry, I don't. You're
okay,
actually right.
On, yeah.
No, just I thought the loyalty bonus for just being really well paid. Why did you need a loyalty bonus? Because he was lucky to be in a job and so well remunerated. You didn't need to pay him a loyalty bonus.
No, that's a fair point, because you know, you might have those kind of loyalty business in a huge high-tech company or something, but this is a sporting body on the edge of Europe in a tiny island. It's a sporting body that's largely manned by volunteers. And to give a guy a loyalty bonus in these circumstances, the thing that shocks me as well is, I knew this was coming, but Paul Cook, I worked with Paul Cook for 15 years. Like, Paul Cook was a newspaper man, and you know, he's very blunt and he's very straightforward. And he didn't try and put lipstick on a pig. He was very straightforward about that we are in a bad, bad place. And basically, he agreed that people will lose their jobs. People will have wage cuts. And those are people who weren't in big wages. This is coming up to Christmas. A lot of those would be in 30, 35,000 a year. And they're going into Christmas and they're going home to their families at the Christmas party last night. And they're telling their families now, are probably looking for work in January.
And does that apply to the grassroots as well? Will there be swinging cuts
that's
there?
That's around the country, yeah. The regional development officers, the coaches, etc. A lot of those now will be under threat. Not all of them will go, obviously. But they're going to have to make major cutbacks. And that's one of the... And you look, like, where are the FAI going to get income now? Like, they get income from TV deals, from gate receipts. They got a backhander from FIFA, from Sepp Blatter a few years ago. You don't get many of those. But so you look at Ryan now, and it's very hard, and from sponsorship, but it's very hard to see a sudden huge income flow coming in. And it was mooted the last few days that they've considered selling their stake in the Aviva. And people thought that's beyond the pale. That couldn't happen, because within Irish soccer, people think that's their greatest achievement, that they finally managed to get a home of their own, even though they co-own that home. But they confirmed today that it was discussed at a board meeting, but that it's very complicated because the relationship with IRFU.
That's right. Like, we've investigated that, and we found that like, there must be a shareholders agreement, and it's simply 50-50 with the IRFU. It may not be possible to do so. Look, Kieran,
but it shows how serious the position is, Ivan, that they even talked about that. Shows you.
The family silver has to go.
You're at the end game when you do that. Yeah.
All right, Kieran Cunningham, Chief Sports Writer of the Irish Daily Star, thank you for giving us an account of what was the salient features of the press conference today. Joining us now, Fergus O'Dowd. Fergus, what shocked you the most?
Well, the whole thing shocked me, that the board were asleep at the wheel and that nobody asked any questions. It's just unbelievable that people with that knowledge, and I would have thought experience, would allow one individual to rule so totally, and they were totally abject in their analysis or in their approach to him. And I think the biggest shock really is that the governance, transparency or trust, there were three words that were mentioned today. Well, none of them appeared certainly in their financial reports, because it's all about the opposite: bad governance, no transparency and total lack of trust. And I think that one good thing the Oireachtas did, I know it came in for a lot of criticism, Ivan, but like the fact that we called for the forensic audit and insisted with Sports Ireland that would happen, that has brought a constructive outcome in terms of getting at the true facts. But I think leadership now is what's needed. And the problem is, as Kieran said there, what do you do with the FAI? Are they a total spent force?
Well, do you think they're solvent? Like nest debts
of 55
million?
They're not solvent. They don't. I mean, anybody that's owed money by them can, in theory, apply to the courts and put them into liquidation or get an inspector appointed. I'm not a legal or a lawyer person, but I do think that what's important is whatever happens is to, you know, the people that are working there, I would hate to think of them losing jobs at this, particularly this.
Do you think that the taxpayer should give them a bailout?
Well, I wouldn't. Not the present board, certainly. The fact that the independent directors haven't been appointed, I don't think that's a reflection on these people. It's just that they couldn't expect to go in where a company couldn't have an auditor saying that everything was okay before you go in there. I wouldn't have a problem with the taxpayer helping out at all, but like, I'd want to see change, and I'd want.
So, what do you think should happen at the EGM in late January?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but what I think should happen now is that if we can get the independent directors appointed, if they meet with the minister and with Sport Ireland, and if we can help in any way, you know, to encourage them to move in there and to show new leadership, either to the FAI as it continues, or even if it doesn't, I don't know the legal end of it.
Where's the minister for sport, Shane Ross, in all this?
Well, the minister for sport has, in fact, made it very clear what his view is. that there has to be sea change in the FAI. But like I would have very little confidence. I know Mr. Cook, I saw him for the first time today, but I personally don't have any confidence in them at all. So like I want to see new directors in their new leadership. If you look at what happened with the Olympic Council, you know, it changed utterly after Mr. Hickey when he went. And there's no question about the integrity or the support the whole all the public of Ireland have. We all want to follow soccer. We all want to see soccer succeeding. We support our local and our national teams. But unless there's clear water between, you know, this FAI.
Okay, well, it's a massive ship to turn around. But tell me, do you make of the arrangements for John Delaney?
Well, I think, didn't he do very well? I mean, there he is, you know, and he's getting all these deals and the board don't even know about them. I mean, you're talking about millions of euros. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's just unbelievable. It's as if there was hubris in there and they just thought they could do whatever they want and there was never any accountability. The other point is that while Sports Ireland, as I understand it, their funding to the FAI was properly and appropriately spent, nevertheless, there is a serious issue that Sport Ireland shouldn't be able to give money to any group if there isn't a broader remit with Sports Ireland to go into the general finances and the general rules and, you know, how these sports organisations regulate themselves. And the FAI is a private company. It's not a voluntary body. So there are lots of issues there.
Finally, who will be coming before your committee, Fergus?
Well, we've had Padraig O'Cady has asked for an urgent meeting of the committee next week, and I've been speaking to Deputy Catherine Murphy, who actually, in fairness to her, started all of this with our committee. So we certainly would hope to have in the Minister of Sports Ireland, and obviously the FAI as soon as possible. But obviously we'll discuss that as a committee next week,
right,
and then we'll send out the invitations afterwards. But I think that the Oireachtas hopefully will play an important part in getting to the bottom of all of this. I think our meeting in April was very successful in putting attention on them, but we now all want to get attention on the solutions.
Fergus O'Dowd, TD for Louth and Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Sport, thank you for joining us. And earlier, Kieran Cunningham, the Chief Sports Writer with the Irish Daily Star. And fair play to Mark Tighe of the Sunday Times, whose stories broke all this story, which led to this. Absolutely incredible, intolerable. The people I want to hear from are the people in the fraud squad. When are the arrests going to be taking place? But I won't be holding my breath.